This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are mere weeks, 11 days, actually, from what most keen-eyed observers of Apple say is going to be the iPhone 6. It will be, of course, greeted with much hoopla by the mainstream press. But if our coverage of the daily ins and outs, the nuts and bolts of what Apple is doing, you could do worse than follow Mark Gurman. He's a senior editor at 9to5Mac.com. He regularly breaks big stories, all the while being a junior, a 20-year-old junior at the University of Michigan. Mark, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So here you are, a 20-year-old college kid, writing breaking news about one of the biggest companies in the global economy. How did that happen?
You know, I've always been interested in Apple and technology and digging around trying to find what's next. So I thought it was a natural intersection to start digging around Apple. What's Apple working on? What's the next big thing out of the company? And here I am.
How does your day go? Do you wake up and start prowling, you know, your sources and random sites and all that stuff? And then you know, between physics and I don't know, European history, you make some calls?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a good way to put it. I'll wake up in the morning early as possible, probably hit the gym, talk to some sources after that, dig around online, write some stories, manage the newsroom, put things together, and then go to class, basically when I have time.
Whatever happened to normal college student stuff, like, I don't know, drinking beer and parties and, you know, just kind of hanging around?
You know, the way I look at it in terms of me doing this job is that lots of people, lots of students in Michigan and other colleges, they have jobs, you know. Some work at, you know, restaurants, other work at other places. People make music, they do what they love, and this is just what I like doing.
And we should say you are being remunerated quite well based on, what is it, a percentage of the ad sales that your stories drive?
Yeah, that's right. So if a big story comes out that I write, obviously that'll bring more traffic to the website, which in turn brings more revenue. So yeah, that's how it works out nicely for me.
You are known, you have built a reputation as being exceptionally well-sourced for a lot of Apple stories. I wonder, other than your own hard work, right, getting up early in the morning and just working the phones, why do you think it is that people talk so much to you?
You know, I think gaining the trust of sources and being able to communicate with people through the technical jargon is very helpful. For example, I used to write and program applications of my own for the iPhone, the iPad, and computers. And doing that allowed me to build up a big knowledge base of how these different tools work, how Apple builds its products.
Does it bug you that Apple doesn't actually treat you as one of its beat reporters? It doesn't invite you to the big conferences to cover them? I mean, does that get under your skin?
You know, years ago, it used to get under my skin a bit. Why?
Years ago? You're 20, man. What were you, like 12 when this got under your skin?
No, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago. I started doing this about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So I have been doing it for a little while. And at the beginning, it got under my skin. Why are they giving access to this person? Why are they letting this person review this new iPad or iPhone or iPod and I don't even get to look at it? But then I realized that being able to do this all on my own without the intervention of Apple PR has allowed me to do things that otherwise I wouldn't be able to do, being under the constant spotlight of not wanting to upset a company. And it's more exciting, it's more challenging, but the result of the bigger challenge is a better outcome for everyone.
You are, what, you're going to be a junior when school starts, right?
Yes.
So 2 more years and then what?
2 more years in that one. That is the golden question. A lot of people ask me that and, you know, I probably ask it to myself more than anyone ever asks it to me. I don't know what I'll do yet. I'm not set on everything. But to be honest, I'd like to move into something mostly different than what I do now. I'd like to move into companies, startups. Instead of being the person who covers the companies, I would like there to be someone just like me covering my company.
Mark Gurman, he is a senior editor at 9to5Mac.com, and he is also about to be a junior at the University of Michigan. Mark, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.